All right. Anyone else feeling hungry at 9:29, almost 9:30 on a Friday morning? Let's head to the kitchen. We've got Cooking with Claude here on WICC 600. My lovely mother is checking in. Hello, Claudia. I don't like calling you that. It's weird. Hi, Mom.
That's okay, Melissa.
Yeah, right? Like, we don't talk like that in our house. My mom always raised us that even if we run into, like, our family friends' parents, they're still Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. Like, I can't call them by their first name. It's just, we just don't do that in our house. It's weird.
Yes, and that's okay.
Well, of course it is. It's your rule, so of course it's okay. Of course you feel it's okay.
I mean, it's okay that you called me Claudia.
I know, but even that is weird. Like, my own husband, he doesn't call her Claudia. He calls her Claude. That's why it's Cooking with Claude, actually. So, Derek
came
up with
that. Everybody's picked up on that. The trainer, it's like, Claude, do 20. Claude. And I'm like, okay.
No more Claudia. All right. Well, there you go. Well, Cooking with Claude happening here on WICC. So, Mom, this morning you have two things to share with our listeners. One is a marinade for steaks, and the other one is a fun take on cauliflower. What do you got this morning?
So we, because it's summer and we like to do a lot of grilling, I just was trying to come up with different ways to marinate my meat. So we had London broil, took it out the day before, and I went in my refrigerator, and in there I had an orange fig spread. So I took that out and put that all, like, spoon glazed it all over the London broil. And then, of course, I did my regular heavy sprinkle of Worcestershire sauce. The minced garlic, covered the meat in the minced garlic. And then I used balsamic vinaigrette. More of, like, not the vinegar, like vinaigrette.
Isn't it the balsamic glaze, Mom? Is that what Lucy puts on her tomato? Okay,
yeah.
So it's the balsamic glaze, right?
Thicker.
Okay, balsamic glaze. Got it.
Yeah. And then I let that, sit all night. You could take it out in the morning if it's thawed and just leave it in the refrigerator all day and cook it that night. And, I mean, it was delicious. And I wasn't sure with the fig, how that would go. But, of course, so much loses its flavor when you have everything all put together. But it actually came out amazingly good. And then with that, I don't know if everyone remembers last year, which is a lot of fun to make, is the cauliflower steaks, where you steam the whole cauliflower like about a third of the way, and then you take it out, cool it, you cut it into like half to three-quarter inch steaks. Most of them come out nice. Some of them fall apart. And then you take your butter and you melt it and you add your minced garlic and you paint it with your brush and then you bake it. And so we ended up with the orange fig marinade for the meat and the cauliflower steaks. And it ended up coming out really, really good. And I don't mean to repeat myself with stuff that I do, but I feel like if I only say it once, might get lost in the sauce. And, like, vegetables are so much fun to do, and they're really very simple.
Well, and also, Mom, it's so funny, but, like, when we started your segment, I guess a little over a year ago now, some of your recipes probably, I don't even know if people, like, we have new listeners, we have people who, so you're okay to repeat recipes. Like, it's an okay thing. I have a couple of questions, though. Let's go back to your cauliflower really quick. You said you steamed it about a third of the way through. So, like, on average, ballpark me here, how long would you say you steamed it? Because, like, I'm horrible at, like, al dente versus really rubbery pasta, you know what I'm talking about? So, like, how long would you say, give or take, you steam it?
I would say once it comes to a boil and you've got it covered, maybe 3-4 minutes.
Okay.
Or you could stick your fork in it. You just, like, after 3 minutes, take the top off, stick your fork in it. If it's fairly hard still, then take it out and just let it sit there. It'll still cook a little bit while it's cooling down.
Okay. And then when you bake it, Mom, typical for, I'm asking with the cauliflower, 350?
Yeah, like 350, and I just check it because what happens is it gets like a nice golden brown. So therefore, it's not mush. Like you don't want it overly brown, although that's happened too.
That's what Dad likes, yeah.
But with the different flavors of the garlic and the butter, even though they may not come out as nice-looking steaks, most of them do, I would say 10, 15 minutes and or check them until they're like just golden brown, just a light golden brown.
Okay. I mean, that sounds delicious. And I was saying to our listeners that if you have picky eaters like, well, you have Dad, I have Chase, they both like the cauliflower steaks. So that's a good gauge for us to figure out if it's good or not.
Yeah, they all liked it. It's the same thing with like the green beans with olive oil and the olive oil instead of the butter, you do the olive oil and the garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves that too. A little bit of a different flavor, but they're just so good.
Yeah, it goes like hotcakes for sure. All right,
yeah.
So there you go, everyone. I'm going to throw that up onto the website. You can actually find, my mom has her own tab now. She's a big deal. She's got her own tab on WICC600.com. If you go to Melissa in the Morning, she has her own Cooking with Claude tab. And I'll be sure to put this recipe up there as well. I don't know, Mom, if I have any pictures of this, though. Do you have any
pictures? No, but you know what?
I don't think so.
I will make it again, and I will throw a picture up of it.
Okay, yeah, just send it my way, and then I'll update it. But yeah, guys, I'm going to put this up on the website right after the show wraps up at 10 o'clock. Thank you, Mom. I appreciate it.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Mom.
And all the listeners.
Yes, yeah, they love you. Oh, boy, do they
love
you.
I love them.
We will talk after the show, Mom. I appreciate you. I love you.
Love you too, baby.
All right.